Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never
could have made it without you. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never
could have made it without. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Once again, I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you. We've had some slight technical difficulties through the Blog Talk station itself. So I ask, if you will, please forgive me for the hesitation in which has gone forth, and I'm sure that they had apologized for the technical difficulties. I as well will apologize for that to you. Once again, my name is David Elder, David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where I come before you on this evening to bring you the Word of God, read the Word of God in the name of Jesus. From King James Version, amen, amen, amen. And once again, we come forth on this evening to bring you this and trust that once again, as we read the Word of God, we've been presented with so much challenge, so much adversity, so many things getting in our way to try to prevent us from doing the work of the Lord. But once again, we, in Jesus' name, shall overcome. Overcome the negativities that the enemy tries to bring upon us. But we thank God. We truly thank God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for just being who he is and all of what he's done. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for being God all by yourself. For as we come before you, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Asking that, Father God, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, fill us for the Spirit of God, give us strength to overcome and withstand the works of the enemy. And as we move forward, Father God, we do truly give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Thanking you for a time just as now. We ask, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and let your word continue to go to and penetrate the hearts, mind, and soul of those that are receiving it. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory on today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I first want to give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is, for saving me, delivering me, and healing me from my broken, lost heart. Lord, I thank you. I thank God for my wife, Lady Diane, for being instrumental in the ministry. And I also thank you, Father God, for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, and Blog Talk. Now, as I was mentioning on the recording earlier, as I wanted to mention again, if it got heard, that I wanted to thank all of those who have supported our ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as well as hearing the Word of God on Sundays as we preach through the Word in the name of Jesus for a monument of hope and deliverance. We thank God for all of you who listen and support us financially, helping us to stay on the air, and just helping us with the continued ministry of helping the homeless and those that are less disadvantaged people that are out there. We thank you for your support, because that's what the money that you help with us and the support that you help with us, no matter what it might be, that we help those that are less fortunate than us. So thank you. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we're coming forth to continue with the reading coming out of the King James Version, Leviticus chapter 15, in the name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for tuning in, all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, our archives. God bless you, and you again. Once again, we're at Leviticus chapter 15. Let us read. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue, he is unclean. And this shall be this uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be withered, stop from his issue. It is his uncleanness. Every bed wherein he lieth that hath the issue is unclean, and everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And then he that sitteth on anything that whereon he sit that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and he be unclean until the evening. And he that touches the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean, and whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that breatheth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he toucheth with hath the issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for the sin offering and the other for the burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man's seed be copulated, go out from him, then he shall wash his flesh in water and be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every skin whereon is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. And a woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. And if a man have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lieth with in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sits upon shall be unclean. And whosoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed or anything whereon she sitteth, when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth, all the days of her issue shall be unclean unto her as a bed of her separation. And whosoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. But if she be cleansed of his issue, of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtles and 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness. The uncleanness that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath an issue, or of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled therewith. And of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. And chapter 16. And the Lord spoke unto Moses after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron, my brother, that he come out of all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with the young bullock for a sin offering and the ram for the burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches in his flesh, and shall be girded with the linen girdle. And with the linen myrtle shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore, for he washes flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take off the congregation of the children of Israel, two kids of the goats for the sin offering, and one ram for the burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for the sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, and make the atonement with him, and to let him go for the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is himself. For he shall take the censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord. In his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it into the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fires before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle the blood with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with the blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of the transgressions and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar around about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling and recalling the holy place and the tabernacle or the congregation of the altar, he shall bring the live goat And Aaron shall lie with his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man unto the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto the land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation and shall pelt off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy places, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on the garments, and come forth and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall he burn upon the altar. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And a bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement for the holy places, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skin and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be the statute forever unto you that is in the seventh month. On the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do work at all, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye be clean for all your sins before the Lord. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by the statute forever. And the priest, who he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in his priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garment. And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar. And he shall make an atonement for the priests and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 17. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying, one man whosoever there be with of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He had shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, when that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priest, and offer them for peace offerings unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for the sweet savior unto the Lord. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a horn. This shall be a statute forever throughout the generation. And thou shalt say unto them, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it unto the Lord, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against the soul that eateth blood, and would cut him off from among his people. And the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul can you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast of fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof, and carry it, cover it with the dust. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is in the blood. Thereof, whosoever eateth, it shall be cut off. And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beast, whether it be one of your own country or stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening, then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Chapter 18. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do? And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, shall ye not do? Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk wherein, and I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach to another that is near of kin to him, to uncover their nakedness I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness for thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman or her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. For they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife of her sister to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, besides the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart from her nakedness. Moreover, thou shalt not lay carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of their seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast that lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these all nations are defiled, which are cast out before you. And the land is defiled before. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, but any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew not you out also when you defile it. as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore, shall you keep my ordinances, that ye commit not any one of these abominations, customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourself. Therein I am the Lord your God. That concludes our reading for today. Thank you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better when I look back